Judicial Watch has at least two dozen FOIA requests. We have one lawsuit, more likely coming. And in terms of public education, we're just going to keep on punching, punching, punching. This country faces so many crises. You know, there's a war in the Middle East. Iran attacking Israel. Israel trying to defend itself. Violence, I think, that is erupting because of the weakness of President Biden. And I'll get into that later. And, of course, the other crisis, speaking of Iran, is the threat, the ongoing risk of death for President Trump. Not only because of threats from Iran, but the failures and confidence in politics of the Secret Service. And, you know, one of the most outrageous things about what happened to Trump, and there are many, it's bad enough what the Secret Service did or did not do in terms of his protection. But the subsequent cover-up continues to be astonishing, even to me. And I'm used to seeing a lot of cover-ups as head of Judicial Watch. And I was just on talking a few weeks ago about the FBI covering up virtually everything about the first Trump assassination attempt. Let's go to that tape.
Everyone, breaking news. The FBI is withholding records about the Trump assassination issue from Judicial Watch. They're citing law enforcement proceedings and interference with such to hide any records they have about coordination with the Secret Service before Trump's speaking event up in Butler, Pennsylvania, that resulted in his near death from an assassination attempt. This is on top of the Secret Service withholding records from Judicial Watch as well. Now, Judicial Watch is initiating proceedings that will likely result in lawsuits. But there is a coordinated, it looks like, and comprehensive cover-up on the Trump assassination attempt from the Biden administration.
And that cover-up continues. We have at least one federal lawsuit. There's been against the Secret Service about their failures to protect Trump and or to provide the necessary security for Trump. And as best as I can tell, the FBI and the Secret Service have yet to release any documents under FOIA. The good news is, for transparency, is that Judicial Watch has kind of threaded another way to get some documents and information, and that's from local officials in Pennsylvania who are trying to comply, it looks like, with the Right to Know law in Pennsylvania. It's literally called the Right to Know law. And we received some documents that are going to be unpleasant, so if you don't like blood and guts, don't watch the next minute or two of this broadcast. But the Beaver, I think it was the... Is it Beaver County or Town of Beaver?
Yep.
Which one? County or town? Huh?
Beaver County, Butler, Pennsylvania.
Beaver County and up near Butler. They had a sniper team that was providing support to the Secret Service and their local colleagues, and we were able to obtain, thanks to our persistence, some documents from them, specifically photographs, text messages. We have some video as well and other operational details and reports, and we're still examining them. But here are some of the photographs we received that include, there you have the blacked out or whited out picture of the shooter dead there on the roof. Pictures that we've previously disclosed that Judicial Watch had exclusively obtained earlier. But stop it here. Kid learning around the building. I guess that's a typo. We are in. I did see him with a rangefinder looking towards stage. FYI, if you want to notify Secret Service snipers, look out. I lost sight of him. Also a bike with a backpack sitting next to it in the rear of the building that was not seen earlier. Then someone says, call into command and have uniform check it out. So you can see that they began to notice, and the shooting was some time after that. So kind of a dramatic illustration that they knew. So let's look at some of these other photos here. There's the backpack with the bike. There's the phone that was found next to the body. those pictures of the, there he is, the close enough to see his phone. We had released that photo before. There's blood going, you know, streaming down from the body there. There he is. Hands tied behind his back. So all of this is released not because of the federal government, not because of Congress, but because of Judicial Watch. And without Judicial Watch's insistence and persistence in getting documents such as these, you just won't have this basic information. We have video of the police briefing the Secret Service about what they found. I think the video had been publicized before. So we're going to have more detail later, maybe next week, on what we uncovered from local law enforcement in Pennsylvania. You know, but in the meantime, President Trump is going to be up in Butler again, which is good to see. And you know, Elon Musk said he was going up there, and I made the comment that there should be Democrats and Republicans up there with him. I know it's a political event, but I'm sure there's a way you can work it out. I mean, you can show up and say I'm here because I'm happy Trump is alive, and I want to honor the man who was killed and the people who were injured, and let's celebrate. You know, we all got through this. But, you know, in the meantime, I guess that's kind of a naive wish of mine, right? Because the left has decided to continue to eviscerate Trump, incite violence against him. As I noted after the second assassination attempt, the left's response was he deserved it. His rhetoric caused the shooting. I mean, you've had a politician recently talk about him being one of Biden's cabinet officials, talking about how Trump needs to be extinguished. There was an MSNBC host just the other day talking about how he should get a knuckle sandwich of some type. This incitement is clear, and I fear for the president's safety. And Judicial Watch is not I've said it once and I'll say it again. Judicial Watch is not going to move on. The Secret Service is a mess. The New York Times had a big piece this week, a dishonest piece because it kind of avoided a lot of the political issues that would hurt Trump, Biden, and Harris. But the piece suggested that, you know, the Secret Service was hemorrhaging staff. Because it was a miserable place to work. Corrupt, full of favoritism. They ignored the DEI garbage that Judicial Watch has exposed. The efforts to place, you know, the reality that they were placing agents at risk to cover up abuse by Biden with his dogs biting them. Imagine working for Biden and him allowing his dog biting you and 24 of your colleagues. And nothing being done by your leadership. Would you want to be in that agency? Of course not. And of course, they've been denying Secret Service protection, adequate protection to President Trump. They've been lying about it. They tried to lie about it. They still are denying him adequate protection. And so Judicial Watch has at least two dozen FOIA requests. We have one lawsuit, more likely coming. And in terms of public education, we're just going to keep on punching about the corruption at the Secret Service. Because there are agents there who are putting their lives on the line and who are being put needlessly at risk by the leadership because of their failures. I mean, so when Trump is almost killed, that means the agents around him are almost killed. When the perimeter is insecure at the golf course and there's a guy with a gun aiming at Trump, all those agents and law enforcement around are put at risk. This is a much bigger issue than just protection of Trump. It's protection of the agents as well. And that's why we've been adamant in demanding accountability. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.